is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Riggins, they say that there's a trend this Christmas that people who are on Ozempic and those types of weight loss drugs, they're not going to be taking them during the Christmas time because they want to eat.
Oh, really?
Because they curb your appetite. That's what makes you lose weight. You know, so much weight is that you don't eat very much when you're taking that. So I wonder how long you got to stop taking it before, you know, you can really eat to get it out of your system, you know?
Yeah, is it like the next day that you don't do the shot that you're hungry again?
Yeah, and then do people need to be warned? I mean, you're going to turn violent? I would think you might be violent if you haven't eaten very much in all that time, and then all of a sudden you got a big slab of ham in front of you and dressing and all that. You'd be shoveling it in like the Tasmanian devil.
What's wrong with him?
Get him. Shoot him with the Ozempic. Calm him down.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Read some kind of sad news that the final Domino's Pizza has closed down in Italy. Yeah, you can make of that what you will. They originally planned to open 880 stores when they launched in 2015 in the Italy market, the Italian market.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually only opened 89 of the planned almost 900. And just recently, the last one officially closed. And the only reason that closed later than the rest of them is because it was independently owned within the franchise. So a lot of people are kind of laughing and making jokes about it on the internet, saying, well, what a ridiculous reason to open a Domino's Pizza in Italy.
Yeah, but pizza as we know it in the world today is more closely akin to U.S. America than it is Italy.
Yeah.
And the pizza that they make over there and sell to people is the Americanized version of it, pretty much.
Yeah. They said we thought it was going to be a hit with American tourists because you can go to New York City and order.
Yeah.
You go to a TGI Fridays or a, you know, Margaritaville or whatever it is, Applebee's. They've got those there, too. So they were using that logic like, oh, we'll just feed the tourists. But even the tourists were like we don't want to go to Domino's. We want the Italian experience.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not doubting for one minute that if you get a slice of pizza on the corner in Italy, that it's going to be better than Domino's. But U.S. American, like people who had immigrated from Italy in the big wave, they created that. The modern pizza in America.
Yeah.
So we own that. America does.
It's ours now. And I like Domino's. It's fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm making that trip all the way over to Italy, I do want to have their pizza or their pasta and things like that. I don't think that's ridiculous.
I mean, that's one of the best things about it, I'm sure. It's the cuisine.
Absolutely. But I do think about, whenever I read stories like this, I do think about Tech D Rob, because he would go to Italy and order Domino's.
Yeah. I literally was about to say, you know what I'd do if I went to Italy?
I know that. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Maybe they still got Little Caesars. Maybe I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't allow it if he were with me. I'd say, you're not doing that. No. At least we're going to go try, you know, a home Italy home pizza.
Yeah, of course. You know. No, he wouldn't, though. He'd be like, that's fine. Take me to Domino's afterwards.
Yeah.
I can't eat this.
They don't even put Alfredo on the pizza here.
Savages.
Ugh.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
There's a crazy story going viral of an Italian chef who was just going about his everyday work early in the day at his restaurant, and he got an unexpected letter. And that letter came from the former supreme leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il. Now, this was obviously years ago. Kim Jong-il is dead. Kim Jong-un, his son, I think, is now the supreme leader. But it was a request from Kim Jong-il for him to come to North Korea and teach his personal chefs how to make a pizza, because they didn't have any pizza in North Korea. And he said, I considered the offer, and then I responded by saying, no, you come here.
I thought, I'm not going there.
I'm not going there. No. You send your chefs to me. I think that sounds like a better idea.
I'm not going to your political prison. I'm not falling for that.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, it's the OT, baby. Yep. You see, it stands for overtime, the OT.
Yeah,
makes us sound all bad, eh?
Yeah.
To say it's the OT.
Totally.
OT. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play this little clip of a lady complaining about what's going on in her day. And Riggins, you tell me whether this is more like you or more like Tech D Rob.
Okay.
All right.
Not only did I leave my house today, but I have to leave my house again to do a completely different thing. I can't take it anymore, honestly.
So she's mad that she's had to leave the house twice to do two different things.
I get it.
Right. Is that more you or is that more Rob?
Well, I don't know what Tech D Rob's life is like after the show. Really, I have no idea. So what I will say is I can definitely relate to that because it does suck.
I was going to say that this might be one of the few things that me and Riggins have in common. Yeah.
But you'll go do other things, or do you make sure you do it all before you get home, Rob? Like when you meet your cousin for lunch or something like that, when y'all found a new buffet somewhere. Or
when it's something that I want to do, like eat or go play games, mm-hmm. then I don't consider that like different. Like if I have to leave the house to go to the USPS or whatever.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Like if it's a chore to go, yeah, I'm dreading it. I'm going to try and do it all in one go.
All right. But see, Riggins would never find anything that he wants to go do after he gets home. Fair. Right? There would be nothing you would want to go do, really?
Nothing's coming to mind.
Walking a dog is about the only thing.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of a chore. And right. He doesn't really count that as leaving the house because he's in the same neighborhood.
No, she's talking about getting dressed into a different outfit.
She's putting on her coat as she's saying this to get out.
It's way worse in the winter when it gets cold and dark early. That is going out after like 5 p.m. It just sucks. It does. It just sucks.
Yeah, and the traffic where you live is, you got to deal with that. It's plus, you're like knee deep in beers by that time. Yeah. So you can't really leave. But I don't like it either. Once I get home, I don't really want to go back out.
Yeah.
Of course, I live out kind of in the country, too, so it takes a while for me to get somewhere that.
It's worth anything.
Yeah. But, a lot of times I won't do what I'm supposed to do on the way home.
Yeah.
Because nothing's open yet to be able to do. Like, by the time we get through with work in the mornings, none of the stores are open that I might need to go to and all that. So, mm-hmm. So then I'm just stuck in a prison.
You're in prison.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
There's a couple that got married this week. Almost 50 years after they got divorced, Faye and Robert originally tied the knot in 1951. They got divorced in 1975 after they had already had a couple of kids, and they married other people, but their spouses have died recently, and now they're back together and just got married again.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So do you think the problems have been fixed in 50 years, or is she still going to be griping about the same things? He's still going to have that wandering eye. He's going to drink too much. Does 50 years really make a person different to where it'll work this time?
It's a good question. Maybe the new spouses helped him out, and then now they're back good.
I don't know. They look like a pretty dysfunctional couple to me in the pictures. I'm kidding, of course.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So we've got a big day tomorrow. Tomorrow is breaking and entering Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're doing it a little bit differently this year. It's going to be bigger than ever. We're going to Old Fort, North Carolina. It's got a population of 1,000, less than 1,000, I think. Really small town in western North Carolina that was greatly affected by Hurricane Helene. The water came through and destroyed homes, and it ruined all their Christmas decorations that they put up every year around this time. So the show and everybody that donated through tjriggins.com/Christmas, we're going to go up there and we're going to bring a little bit of Christmas joy to a town that really deserves it. They need it and they deserve it.
Because a lot of them still living in tents. And it's winter in the mountains.
That's what I keep thinking about. Yeah,
imagine that.
Yeah, I kept checking the forecast and I was asking Amanda Riggin and Alexis, who's heading up this operation. I'm like, what is the weather like? Is it just, because when I picture Western North Carolina, I think snow year round for some reason, which is ridiculous. But I know it's colder up there, and I just think about those families that are in the tents and stuff like that. It's just no way to live.
Yeah, you know when I really started thinking about them? When I was complaining about how cold it was going to be Saturday.
Yeah, right.
For me to be up there working.
I got to wear pants.
Yeah. Right. You don't have to.
True. I think I do.
Yeah, you bust them out, Rob. Bust your shorts out there.
Yeah. I mean, really, look out of place. It was really exciting. So we're going to bring all the Christmas decorations, thanks to Lowe's. We've got great sponsors like Blackfin, Ameripub, Jewelers on Main, Snowflake Village, Hungry Heroes, Amanda Riggins, nonprofit, is going to be up there providing all the food. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You think? I think it will be?
Yeah, I do too.
Are you going to ice skate? Because we've brought in an ice skating rink.
I know. I thought about it. And I only ice skated one time, and I was very young. It was at somebody's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while. So yeah. I don't know that I'm in the physical shape to be ice skating.
Yeah, well, I know good and well I'm not doing it.
You're definitely not. You're ruling that out.
Yeah. I mean, even if I were, if I thought I was able to do it and do it decently,
yeah,
I wouldn't. From sheer principle, if my family in Louisiana heard the news that I'm ice skating like a Yankee,
they wouldn't like that.
Oh my God.
Kicked out of the family.
They'd disown me. Then again, that might be a reason to do it.
Sounds perfect.
Please, y'all disown me now.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I spend a lot of time scrolling through social media, so it's really got to be something spectacular for me to stop and watch. But if you got a good opener, then I'm stuck. And that's exactly what happened this morning. I'm scrolling through TikTok, and a woman says this line, "Ladies, don't throw away your old panties." And I'm like, okay, why not? Why should you not throw away your old panties? She pulls out a pair of her old panties, puts the leg hole over her head, puts her one arm through the other leg hole, and then stretches down the waist, down her midsection, to make it into a sort of one strap tank top, whatever you call that. Like a,
yeah,
I don't know. Guys ain't trying that. And guys, we'll just go buy a t-shirt. Your old panties? Is it that much of a struggle?
No, if they're old, then why would you still be wearing them anywhere?
Exactly.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.